Now on to our final game, Lightning fill-in-the-blank. Each of our players now has 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as they can. Each correct answer is worth 2 points. Bill, can you give us the scores?
Paula has 2. Nagin and Tom are tied at 4.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, I never really thought of Nagin and Tom as cheaters before, but...
Paula, you're in third place. You're up first. The clock will start when they begin. Your first question, fill-in-the-blank. On Thursday, an appeals court allowed an emoluments lawsuit against blank to proceed.
Trump.
Right. On Monday, the WHO warned that coronavirus cases have jumped in countries that have lifted their blanks.
Banned. They're right. Stay-at-home orders.
Yes. This week, the Senate rejected a bill to bar warrantless searches of people's blank.
Computers?
Close enough. Internet history, yeah. On Wednesday, Republican Mike Garcia won a special primary election in blank.
California?
Right. This week, a police officer in Boston was able to lure an escaped peacock back to his enclosure by blanking.
Pretending to be a peacock. But
so close. By playing peacock mating calls on his phone. This week, 800 homes in Scotland were left without electricity after a bull blanked.
I think he was scratching himself on the pole.
Exactly right, Paula. Wow. It scratched its butt on the pole.
Because it didn't have a couch.
Exactly. The 1,200-pound bull, whose name is Ron, cut off power to 3 neighboring villages when he scratched his butt on an electricity pole and knocked the transformer right off it. It took 18 hours to restore the power. It could be worse. It could be like the time Mrs. O'Leary's cow started the Great Chicago Fire because she just wanted to warm her cold butt over a lantern.
Wait, can we circle back to his name was Ron?
Ron the bull. This is Ron. He's a bull.
He's impregnated Sarah, Elizabeth, Joni, Francis.
Bill, how did Paula do in our quiz this time?
She got 5 right for 10 more points. She now has 12 points, which is the lead.
Oh, yeah.
I can really see me hanging on to this.
Wow. Well, because we are lost in an endless void of meaningless, I'm just going to say arbitrarily that Tom goes next. So here we go, Tom. Fill in the blank. On Tuesday, a federal judge delayed a Justice Department order to drop the case against blank.
Mike Flynn.
Right. This week, another 3 million Americans filed for blank.
Unemployment.
Right. This week, former Trump campaign chairman blank was released from prison into home confinement over coronavirus fears.
Manafort.
Yes. This week, Dr. Rick Bright predicted that a coronavirus blank will take 12 to 18 months to develop.
Oof, the vaccine.
Right, yes. This week, a man in California was arrested for blanking on the highway.
For speeding?
For jumping onto a tanker truck filled with wine, unscrewing a valve, and drinking directly from the tank. Researchers reported that as recently as 45 million years ago, saber-toothed blanks lived on the Earth.
Tigers.
No, saber-toothed anchovies.
No.
That's a lie.
It's true. I've seen a picture. The salty predator.
How do they fit in the can?
That's the thing. Well, the thing is, like, so these things are about 1 foot long, and they had this one saber tooth shooting down from the top of the mouth, and that was really dangerous because they could just, you know, puncture their way out of the can. That's why you can't find them in the stores.
I'm sure I've seen that in a Warner Brothers cartoon before.
But that's also the inspiration behind the modern can opener.
There you are. Bill, how did Tom do in our quiz?
Very well. He got 4 right, 8 more points. He now has 12 points. He and Paula are tied for the lead.
Ooh, are we set up for failure now?
Let's see what happens.
It's impossible for Nagin not to win.
Well, how many then does Nagin need to win, Bill?
5. 5 to win.
All right, Nagin, this is for the game.
All right.
Fill in the blank. On Tuesday, House Democrats unveiled a new $3 trillion blank bill.
Relief bill.
Yeah, for the coronavirus crisis. On Sunday, Boris Johnson unveiled his plan to slowly reopen blank's economy.
The United Kingdom.
Yes, this week, North Carolina Senator Blank announced he was stepping down as chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee because of an FBI investigation.
It's Richard Burr?
Yes, Richard Burr, sir. On Thursday, Lindsey Graham announced an investigation into the origins of the blank probe.
Russia probe?
Yeah, Mueller probe, Russia probe. Further proof that we're living in a cartoon, a man in Tucson recorded video of a blank chasing a blank.
Of a lizard chasing a cat.
A coyote chasing a roadrunner. On Wednesday, Uber announced new rules that would require drivers and riders to wear blanks.
Masks. masks.
Right, on Sunday, comedian and actor Blank, best known for his role on Seinfeld, passed away at the age of 92.
Jerry Stiller.
Yes, a German cafe has ensured social distancing by having customers blank.
Measure their space out in strudels.
No, the customers are all required to wear pool noodles on their heads.
What?
The Sidewalk Cafe in Schwerin, Germany, gives each customer a hat with perpendicular pool noodles attached to the top. It's great for keeping safe unless a strong wind comes up and you take off like a helicopter.
I guess this is the strategy. Make going out so absurd and annoying that you don't want to go out.
Not really. I mean, there's nothing about that that sounds like a good idea to me.
Bill, how did Nagin do in our quiz?
Well, it's been a close game, but Nagin had 6 right for 12 more points. So with 16, she wins.
Congratulations, Nagin.
There you go. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Came from behind. You got it.